All right, Coach. Well, it's been a busy time for the Wolves high school and, boy, the junior high kids. I'm going to get a comment on that here later on as well. But, boy, your high school kids, and you went to Gothenburg for that Midwest Track Classic. You had the Med Valley invite before that. And you just PRs every meet you go. You're improving those times and marks, aren't you?
We are. I mean, the kids are getting stronger. I guess you can say they're starting to get into that track shape, you know, that we all they all want. So, and that's what we want, you know, as coaches, is to make sure that our kids are improving. We're not, you know, plateauing and you know, getting worse for that matter. So, very nice to see that our kids are working hard to practice, and they're showing at the meets by their marks or runs, and all over the place. So it's been good to see.
Start with the ladies first. Those relays, Coach, continue. The 4x4 and that 4x8, just knocking seconds off all the time.
We are. Yeah, I mean, and I don't think we're I want us to be. And the girls know that as well. You know, the 4x8, you know, they ran a 9:58 or 59 last year at state. So we still got some work to do in that relay. So it's just a matter of, you know, keep getting stronger and getting those splits down. So, and on the 4x4, you know, we haven't, the four that ran it at Gothenburg, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it, but we're missing Ava, and she's consistent 102, 103. So, you know, hopefully we get her back here in a couple weeks, and that rate relay will be even stronger. So, but not saying that those girls that ran it are not, but we can definitely find, you know, another one in there to make that relay even stronger, to have a better shot and be more consistent with that time. So definitely nice to have that in your back pocket, you know, going forward to conference and district. So,
Coach, I know you're a little concerned about Reagan Stingle with a little injury, but apparently that's healed up nicely and maybe not 100%, but she's running well.
Yeah, no, she's doing all right. You know, we got the hamstring just kind of nagging there. It kind of gets tighter her doing the races, but you know, she's still hanging in there. She's a very tough young lady. So you know, she's gonna go compete and she's gonna give me her best effort every single time. So it kind of stinks that we can't get her to run pain free at the moment. You know, so that kind of stinks on that. But hopefully we can get it back. You know, come the last two meets of the year and be 100%. But yeah, definitely just annoying in general for her and us that we can't get it, you know, back to 100%.
And I know Blakely Farr is also, was going through an injury this first part of the season. She's come back, rehab well, and boy, the long jump, she runs in relays, she, and also the open quarter as well, really coming on for you.
Yeah, she's starting to get it back. You know, like you said, the hamstring was, you know, nagging her at the beginning, and she felt really good at Gothenburg on Tuesday. So she said she didn't really feel any tightness, anything on there. So that was a very good sign to hopefully be able to, you know, to be back where she has been in the past. You know, jumping, you know, closer to, you know, that 16 mark and dropping that 400 meter time as well. So and she's a big part of the 4x4 as well. So you know, it was nice to hear that from her, that she's you know, back and it's not bothering her. So hopefully it stays that way and is able to train, you know, like we want her to be able to improve those times at the meets. So, and her jump as well.
Boys, Coach, are really coming on. I know you and I talked the other day, that boys 4x1 new school record the other day, and they're lowering that time all the time too, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, I mean, that 4x1 was a nice little surprise there at Med Valley. When they won the relay, and we're like, okay, maybe we got something here. And you know, we're to the point where those boys, you know, they qualified that time to the Gothenburg meet there, and they improved it even more by 0.75 seconds. So that was a nice little, I guess, honestly, a nice little other surprise. And they were, and we were just surprised. And now they're hungry. So now they want to, you know, keep working at it, keep working at those exchanges to get that time down, improving the co-op record here between us and Maywood, between us and Maywood. So, you know, if we can put it together, you know, who knows what will happen, but definitely got some work to do there. But the fact that they won it, it definitely makes our job a lot easier. So
Sawyer Dibber now also in his long jump, and also his hurdles, I think, are really coming around for him a little bit more too, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, his trail leg is the one. We need to work on his trail leg a little more, and I think those hurdles will come along a lot better. You know, that long jump, he was finally able to pop that, break that 20 mark at Med Valley, and did it again at Gothenburg. You know, ended up with the third place. Just got beat by like an inch, I think, there for a silver medal. But yeah, he's definitely putting things together now. We kind of worked on his mark a little more, our coach Hamilton did, and so that was nice to finally get him to be more consistent on his run through and be on the board and be with, you know, with that 19, upper 19s and 20s, and hopefully come district time he can get higher, you know, a few more inches in the 20 range. So, but definitely happy for him that he's able to finally get there.
I know you're no rest of the weary, Coach. You're right back on the track coming up on Saturday, weather permitting, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, hopefully weather's good. I mean, it might be the coldest one we've been at so far. You know, they've all been pretty warm, but looking forward to that. You know, looking forward to Addison, you know, improving that 800 times. She ran a great, 226 on Gothenburg, so hopefully we can get down, you know, below that. We got there's going to be some great competition there, and, you know, and everyone else as well. So just a matter of having that competition to push us, and, you know, Chase Cannon will be there to hopefully help us get our times down and be in better spot come after, you know, conference and district. So looking forward to that meet. Today's going to be tough, but I look forward to the competition for sure.
And a week away from the conference meet at Sutherland. Wow, it's already here, Coach. 1 week away.
It is. And it's going to be a long day, but, you know, it'll be good. We'll get to see some teams we haven't seen all year. And like I said, that's what we need. We can't be satisfied with our times at the moment. I know I'm not, and I know some of the girls and boys are not either. So we just have to keep working hard to be able to show up and perform well, you know, towards the back end of the season here.
Coach, got to put a plug in your junior high kids. I know you help coach them as well, and they've been busy. And boy, your future is looking bright.
It is. I'll tell you what, those kids, they know how to work hard, and they want to be good. So, I don't know what to tell you besides that. I mean, we got, you know, Carly Softley running a 5:46 yesterday in the miles, had a new meet record there. You know, Chloe Jeffers in the 800, very strong. She's consistent 4:37. Hopefully, we can, you know, even improve that here come later in the year. And though they're both sitting, you know, good qualifying those times for state, hopefully we can get them better. You know, the 4x8 girls relay is sitting first in the state, all class. So that's been a nice little thing, you know, hanging up there. Like I said, we can even get that time even better. So definitely nice looking forward into the next few years to be able to, you know, get them as freshmen and sophomore. I think they'll get even stronger. And same thing with the boys. The boys have been doing really, really well as well. You know, Manley Bros has been a great sprinter for me so far, and he's improving every race and just putting in the work to become better. So, and like I said, they're hungry. They want to make an impact right away next year as freshmen, and they've been starting, you know, already. And so it's gonna be nice to have them move up here in the next couple of years.